In American politics, the NRA has become a proxy for the Trump administration.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president and the people who voted for him.
We are Donald Trump's strongest, most unflinching ally.
We are the National Rifle Association of America.
At a shooting range in Alaska's largest city, I meet two gun enthusiasts. They've joined an alternative group to the rightist NRA.
When I tell people that I'm a member of the Socialist Rifle Association, they get confused.
This man works for an oil pipeline services company and asked his name not to be broadcast.
I was actually on the verge of joining the National Rifle Association, but this one just seemed more in line with my views.
Nick also recently joined the organization. He doesn't hunt. He owns guns for self-defense.
I think that there's a lot of marginalized groups that could benefit from self-defense, such as the LGBT community, minorities, and also poor people, where they're not as well served by the police as people with more money.
Both men are part of a trend of leftists in America embracing guns. It's in response to rising violence from far-right groups emboldened by the election of Donald Trump. They don't want their membership to be publicly known out of fear for their jobs. Nick, who doesn't give his surname, elaborates.
We're in a red state, and I do work in a blue-collar field, like my friend here. And I just don't want it known unless it absolutely has to be.
The mix of weapons and polarizing ideologies is arguably a dangerous cocktail.
Our society is flooded with assault-style rifles.
Bill Moreland is a veteran journalist who's covered militia movements for decades. He now works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks extremist groups in America.
There's a political pot out there, and it's really boiling. And you have the far left and the far right, and they're both in this pot. And all this has really, the temperature of the boil and the rapidity of the boil was really kicked up with the November 2016 election of Donald Trump.
His groups tracked at least 41 murders inspired by far-right extremists this year alone. Armed leftist groups say their goal is community defense.
The rise of right-wing domestic terrorism is a serious issue in this country.
Alexander Tackett is the Socialist Rifle Association's president.
So our ultimate goal is to provide an alternative to the mainstream, toxic, right-wing, and non-inclusive gun culture that dominates our firearms community in America at large.
Back at the gun range, I'm told that armed activism isn't what these Alaskans joined up for.
We're not a militia, and we don't support any activism that includes violence. It's guns are our premise as an organization, but we don't advocate violence and we're not okay with it unless it's in self-defense.
The Socialist Rifle Association is proving popular. It's gone from a semi-serious Facebook group to a legal NGO with nearly 1,000 card-carrying members across America. For RFI, I'm Jacob Resnick in Anchorage, Alaska.